Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
The short four-chapter book of Ruth is worth a read because it just so wonderfully details love and commitment between Ruth and her mother-in-law Naomi and ultimately their relative Boaz. And in the second chapter, in the 11th verse, we read, "But Boaz answered Ruth, 'All that you have done for your mother-in-law Naomi since the death of your husband has been fully told me, and how you left your father and your mother and your native land to come to a people that you did not know before.'" Now, I suspect we're probably all at least a little bit familiar with the touching and heartfelt vows that Ruth spoke to her mother-in-law, Naomi, on their return to Judah. She said, "Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God." You know, Ruth didn't speak those words to impress anyone. She simply spoke them out of love and loyalty. Ruth chose to take care of her mother-in-law instead of tending to her own needs in life. Now, this good and selfless act became known in Judah, and Boaz, who happened to be a relative of Naomi's, heard of Ruth's fidelity and chose to provide for both women. Now, some people give to get. You know, they make an offering hoping to receive something in return. In fact, there's much preaching and teaching in our Christian history that asserts that the more you give, the more God will provide for you. But you know, generosity that expects something in return is actually false generosity. When we freely provide for others, however, when we're truly generous with all that we have, that generosity tends to inspire the generosity of others. And when the world is filled with givers, you know what? Everyone will be taken care of, including ourselves. Let's pray. Lord God, we ask that you would really help us to be more selfless in our daily living. Help us to think more of others than ourselves. Help us to put our needs on the back burner for just a moment so that we can tend to the needs of those around us. Help us, Lord God, to be more like Ruth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.